Thank you so much for being here. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Cheers to all of you. Raise your glass and take a sip of your refreshing morning beverage.
Cheers. Yay. Thirsty.
Okay.
No.
Thursday. Did you just... Okay.
No. That's okay. For you guys.
Wrong. No, it's wrong. Not.
No.
We have rejected. We don't want it. It's for us. Send it back.
We have rejected that, Lex. We have rejected it. We've rejected it. No, we will not.
I'll put you on probation, Thompson.
Is that what I'm getting? Okay.
We have rejected that, and we will not accept that. So.
All right.
No.
But you know what tomorrow is, right?
Human Centipede Friday? Yeah.
That too.
Human Centipede Friday! Yes.
Oh, gosh. That was torture!
Great. Yeah, Lex, for a forced movie review Friday, Lex had to watch The Human Centipede. And, well, let me just play a little bit of the video again. This is Alexis last night watching this movie. Now, I can't play the whole video because the FCC will shut us down. But here's... Here's Alexis.
Eventually watch it, though. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's Alexis, and then you'll notice a special guest star in the video also makes an appearance. Listen to this.
Oh, my gosh. Now they're training outside, and the lead guy has to go number two, and he's so sorry. Oh, my gosh.
Ooey, icky. That's what it sounds like he says.
He's like, Mom, why are we watching this?
What's
happening right now? Why is that person's butt there? Why is that happening?
Oh, guys.
Yeah. Oh, I can't
this
wait.
This whole movie. You know, I don't even like... 600 Pound Life, you see some surgery and that your funky feet, you know, that show. And what's the other one?
Funky feet.
Yeah. Isn't that what that show is called?
No, it's not. My feet are killing me is what it's called.
Same difference. Whatever.
Not my funky feet.
I think you should be working TLC just to title their show so because I think more people would watch it.
Here's your host for My Funky Feet, Alexis Thompson.
I'd be the worst host of that show because you see surgeries and they pull the skin back and you see his operation and how he puzzles the bodies together.
That would make you a good host, I think, because that's what we're all thinking. Yeah, I think so.
I had to stop watching my funky feet. It got too much for me. Even for me, and I love these shows. And I think what did it was that clip that I played where the woman I can't even say it. I'm not going to say it. I don't want to ruin people's breakfast. But let's just say
that's all I needed to not watch it.
Yeah, she described her foot, the odor, as something like wet nachos. And I was like, okay.
What?
Some of the titles of the episodes are killing me.
Lex.
It's so nasty.
Good Lord.
What are you reading there, Dawn?
Oh, here's some of the titles of the episodes. Episode 8 is Fixing Frankenstein. Episode 7, Alligator Feet, and Episode 6, just for you, E.T. Fingers. This is My Funky Feet. This is the My Feet Are Killing Me, otherwise known as My Funky Feet.
E.T. Fingers for toes? That is so...
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
I wonder
God.
If one lights up. Oh,
it's a man with long toes. That's what it's about.
Oh. Feet already are just then you got the issues.
I had to
one says that... looks bad, feels worse.
It's not really done.
Yes.
And then the episode one is called Somewhere in There is a Foot.
No, no, Dawn, you didn't read. Dawn, you didn't read the best cocoon? One. No, Dawn, you didn't read the best one. Oh, Lex is gonna pee herself. Yeah. Lex is gonna. Okay, Lex. Oh. Lex, hold on to your privacy. Ready?
Yeah, I guess.
Ready? Mo toes, mo problems.
The show, this might be my new pacer show.
Oh no.
Oh god. Oh. Mo toes, mo problems.
Is that a notorious toe? A giant one?
It says here's the description. A man with an enormous lump on his foot creates a mystery for the doctors.
Oh my god.
What a beautiful mystery.
Oh my goodness. Dawn.
Oh no. Oh,
Dawn, please, Dawn, read some of these. Oh, okay, we gotta take a break. When we come back, Dawn, you gotta read some of these descriptors in your voice, in your announcer voice, okay?
All right.
Okay, we're gonna take we're gonna take a break. We'll be back after this. Now, speaking of our classic commercials, we've been having fun with them. I found a treasure trove of classic commercials on this site that celebrates like the best of Chicago broadcasting, and we discovered an announcer woman who has probably, right, Kenny, the most sensual voice, and here she is. This is the one that started. This is a McDonald's free glass commercial from 1976. Listen to this.
Get a Mayor McCheese glass this week at participating McDonald's in Chicagoland. Order a medium soft drink in a McDonald's line glass, 49 cents plus tax, and keep the glass.
Keep the glass. Nice. Now, we discover that Dawn can do an uncanny impersonation of that voice. So, Dawn will now proceed to read the descriptions of my funky feet on TLC. So, Dawn, give us some of your descriptions.
Okay,
here.
This is episode one. It's Unsock the Shock. Okay. Meet TLC's newest doctors who will have you hanging by your toenails as they unsock the shock of the most extreme foot cases. Don't miss a series premiere of My Feet Are Killing Me, Thursday, January 2nd at 10, 9 Central on TLC.
Oh, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
I got to read episode one, actually.
Yes, yes, please.
This is called Somewhere in There is a Foot.
Somewhere in there.
Stacy's life-threatening scar on her foot has left her hopeless, but she's giving it one last shot. David has the worst case of foot fungus Dr. Schaefer has ever seen. Morgan, an erotic paranormal romance novelist, is hoping to get her sixth toe amputated.
Her sixth toe?
Wait, there's a lot going on there. He's what?
Done.
And he's having what done?
Okay. Dawn, read it again. Read it again.
Stacy's life-threatening scar on her foot has left her hopeless. But she's giving it one last shot. David has the worst case of foot fungus Dr. Schaefer has seen.
Ew.
Morgan, an erotic paranormal romance novelist, is hoping to get her sixth toe amputated.
Morgan's got a lot going on.
Morgan, you need your personality amputated, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Lex.
Erotic paranormal romance novelist.
With six toes.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Somewhere there's a toe in there.
Okay, oh my God. Dawn, can you read Mo toes, Mo problem, please?
The doctors treat an enormous lump, a wart cluster, and a double big toe.
Ew, a wart cluster?
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, a man with an enormous lump on his foot creates a mystery for Dr. Vincent. Dr. Schaefer faces a case of a wart cluster that is all over a man's foot, and patient Kiera has the first double big toe the doctor has ever come face to face with.
A double big.
What does that look like? A butt toe?
You gotta watch this show, Alexa. It sounds like you're very interested.
No.
They actually mentioned funky feet in episode four. The doctors treat a toddler with 12 toes and a nudist with funky feet.
A nudist.
God forbid the nudist puts on socks.
Oh, gosh, the nudist with funky feet.
Oh, and guess their extra toes.
If you've looked at everything else, you start moving down the body to the feet, yeah. You know, and you're like, yeah. Uh-oh, there's a problem here.
There's a problem here.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger. I've said it before. Nauseous. I've said it before on this broadcast, and I'll say it again. And I really don't, I don't judge fetishes. Whatever floats your sexual boat, I think is fabulous. I really do.
And it's consensual.
And it's consensual. Do what you want to do in your waterbed. The one fetish, like I can even, I understand, I'm not going to say even because I'm not going to judge. I understand furries. You know, Lex and I learned about furries many years ago. We had an eye-opening conversation with a delightful mother whose son was a furry. Mm-hmm. The fetish that still my brain, I can't put the wires together, is a foot fetish.
Well, that's exactly the problem, is that the wire for, they've done research on the brain and your... The sensor for feet is right next to your sexual sensor and the genitals, and it gets crossed with people that have foot fetishes. They can't help it. It's like,
so if you've got if you've got 12 toes or whatever, is that extra super duper hot?
I don't know, because I don't have a foot fetish and I've not been with anybody with a foot fetish.
Yeah, I guess it's more surface area, so that's probably a win.
More foot to get in your mouth.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Be careful. You get hoof and mouth disease. Like you get those, the cows get.
I'm gonna and the hand and foot, the kids are,
I really don't. And again, I really mean this. I don't want people judging me like this, so I'm not gonna, I just don't get it. Like, when I see stuff,
it's usually
just
nice, pretty feet though, Jace. You know, you always want to be in a beachy area so they can at least go and, you know, sand it down on the sand and, you know,
I'm on the other side of that. I'm on the other side of that, Jason. I'm not into feet, but feet don't bother me the way they do for a lot of people.
Really?
Everybody's like, oh, put that gross hoof away. You're freaking me out. And feet don't bother me at all.
Yeah, they don't bother me either. I'm just kind of neutral.
Yeah, they don't bother me, but I...
It depends on the foot.
Yeah.
It's more of a smell thing for me.
Yeah, if I have to suck on your big toe, I guess, okay. I mean,
sure.
If that's what you're into. That's your deal.
Yeah, cleanliness.
Let me call B and see if she...
Oh, God.
See if she has a foot fetish.
This is going to be great.
She's not answering.
She's got to leave a message.
Knows. Yeah, I'm going to. Okay, let's leave a
message.
Are
you going to leave a hold? No.
Hi. Oh. Do you have a foot fetish? Or do you know anyone that does have a foot fetish? Can you call us back? Thanks.
Okay. So dumb.
I'm sure that'll be used in a court hearing at some point.
She saved all the messages you've left her.
Yeah, totally. the best message to leave your boss. Do you have a foot fetish? It's for the show, B. It's for the show.